Мега.
Музиката, която всички ние обичаме.
24 часа на ден.
Музиката, която ни прави различни. Това е Тангра Мега Рок.
Мистър Тони Айоми, хей, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Ето го, Тони Айоми на живо от Лондон. Well, I saw your press schedule and it seems that you've been doing interviews non-stop for 3 days now.
Absolutely, we've been doing non-stop interviews and I want to get back to touring there.
Даваме интервюта от 3 дни непрекъснато и аз искам отново да се върна към турнето. Well, so what are all these guys asking you about?
About the how the tour's going and the album and what we're going to play on the tour and, you know, so on and so on.
Hold on a second, I need to tell your press agent that we're live on the radio now.
Okay.
Hey, Ute. Yeah, I'm talking to Tony. We're live on the radio now. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, yeah. Това, което го питате за турнето и така нататък. Well, besides that, what are you up to, guys, right now?
Well, we're right in the middle of the tour, so we've been touring America, and now we're into Europe. We're in London at the moment, just doing press, and then we come back. We go to Holland tomorrow to do the Fields of Rock Festival.
Те са по средата на турне. До сега бяхме в Северна Америка, сега сме в Европа. В този момент сме в Лондон да дадем малко, да направим малко реклама, преса и така нататък. Утре сме в Холандия. Well, basically, the interesting thing here is that you came to play Sofia, Bulgaria for the first time 2 years ago with Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Now you're coming for the second time in a different town with a different singer, with a different drummer, and with a different band name. Besides that, what is the other difference?
We've gone under the name Heaven and Hell because we're going to come out doing... It's all the Dio era songs. Because for the last 10 years we've done, with Ozzy, we've done all the Sabbath stuff. So this time it'll be all the Dio era albums, so, which is great, you know, and we're going under a different name. So it's really a challenge, it's been interesting.
Разликата, защото както знаем, той, Тони Айоми, дойде за първи път в България, в София преди 2 години заедно с Black Sabbath. Сега идват отново в друг град, с друг певец, с друг барбарист и с друго име на групата Heaven and Hell. Освен това, каква е разликата? Той каза, знаете, казваме се Heaven and Hell. През последните 10 години правихме турнета с Ozzy. Сега ще направим турнета и правим всъщност концерти с Ерата, с Роди Джеймс, Дио. How is Bill Ward doing right now?
He's doing very well. He's doing his own album at the moment in Los Angeles, and so yeah, he's fine.
Бил Уорд, барабаристът оригиналният, който напусна, в момента излезе от играта, защото имаше здравословни проблеми. В момента се чувства добре, прави свой собствен албум в Лос Анджелис, чувства се добре. Well, talking about solo albums, let's talk a bit shortly about your solo career. The interesting thing about your album and your albums and the one that Geezer is doing, and that is like you're absolutely doing something like a bridge between the generations, working with some young guns from the so-called metal scene. Why is that?
Well, that was an album I'd done a few years ago, and I just wanted to try something with some of the other guys from the younger generation, you know, just to try and see what it would be like.
So how was it?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. Very difficult to put together, but I enjoyed it, you know.
Както знаете, неговата солова кариера на Тони през 2000-та година, той направи един албум, наречен Айоми, в който участваха и Фил Анселмо от Пантера и Били, Коргър от Смешин Пъмкинс и Дейв Гроул и Серж Танкян от Систем в Адални, Хенри Ролинс. Гизър от своя страна, албумите GZR, работеше, например, с Бъртън Сибел от Fear Factory. Защо го направи това нещо като мост между поколенията ли? Тони каза, всъщност това беше преди доста време, но наистина опитах нещо с по-млади хора и се получи много добре. Беше доста трудно да се направи и така нататък. What is the particular thing about being a left-handed guitar player? There are not that many, though.
It's very difficult because you can't just pick any guitar up and start playing, you know. You have to find left-handed ones. It's, I wished I'd have been right-handed in some ways.
I thought they were trying to be the new Jimi Hendrix.
No, I was about the same time as Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I know. Какви са предимствата и недостатъците на това да бъдеш левичар, китарист? Той каза, всъщност е отвратително, защото не можеш да грабнеш която и да е китара и да свириш веднага. Аз казах, добре, да, аз си мислех, че се опитваш да се правиш на Джими Хендрикс. Той казва, няма как, защото ние с Джими Хендрикс бяхме по едно и също време. There is a question which is like, because this is actually the first interview that you're doing for Bulgaria. And it was a long time ago, but I really feel a need to ask you that. That album that you made back in 83 with Ian Gillan, the Born Again thing,
yeah,
which had a revolutionary sound, if you ask me. But if you follow and read the stuff that's been out in the magazines and press at that time and even later, they say that this album was not a good one. So I think that was a revolutionary sound. What do you think about this one?
Well, I think the comments for that were because we did have a problem with the sound on the first pressings of that album.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was rectified later, but at first the sound was very woolly and didn't sound good. But we didn't hear it, you see, at first, because we went off to we went off on tour to America, and then of course the album was out in Europe and England and whatnot, and before we got to hear it, it was number three, so in the charts. So it was very you know, we had to try and rectify it and get it to sound better.
Mm-hmm. But so do you like this album now?
Yes, I think some of the tracks on it are very good.
Mm-hmm. 83-та албума Born Again, за който толкова много често говорим тук, за който се говори, че пресата го нарича, че е грешка в звука, всъщност той наистина е революционен. Тони разказа историята как всъщност имало грешка при първото смесване. Те обаче са били в Америка, не са го чули, впоследствие трябвало да оправят нещата и всъщност е на трето място този албум в класациите по това време. Албумът с Иан Гилан, разбира се, Born Again, в него има някои много яки парчета, каза Тони. The obvious question at the end now is like, okay, so I know that it's difficult to pick up different places when you do an intensive touring and stuff, but I mean, well, basically you're coming for the second time in this country, and what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word Bulgaria?
I'm actually looking forward to it. I just wish we could get a chance to see more, you know, and be around a bit more, because the thing is, like last time we played there, we flew in and flew out straight away after the show. So we didn't get time, you know, you don't get time just to look around and see the people. And but no, I'm really looking forward to coming again, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's great to do these territories. We love to do that.
Нямам търпение да дойдам в България наистина, защото предишния път, преди две години, когато бяхме с Black Sabbath там, директно каснахме със самолета и след това излетяхме. Аз наистина искам и нямам търпение да се върна, за да видим повече от страната, защото всъщност това е едно от забавните неща. Last question basically is that your song The Devil Cried is in the charts here, but we have like bands that you toured America now with, like for being your supporting bands, like Machine Head and stuff.
Yeah.
So, are you watching these bands while on tour, or you just go and concentrate in the dressing rooms?
Well, I always stay in the dressing room for I mean, they've been on tour with us for a while, and I can hear them from the dressing room. I don't actually go out and watch them, because I'm more concerned with our show.
Mm-hmm.
So I really get ready for our performance. You know, you eat and then you warm up and then you get ready to go on stage, you know.
Okay. Дали всъщност той гледа групите, които свирят преди тях, а те сега в Америка бяха с основен support Machine Head. Дали всъщност той ги гледа или си стои в съблекаурията, в гримьорната? Той каза, ами всъщност аз ги чувам от гримьорната, но повече се концентрирам в нашето шоу, защото нали знаете, концентрирам се в нашето шоу, ям, после загрявам и след това се качваме на сцената. Okay, Tony. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to getting there.
Could you finally please do us a short ID? The radio station is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Tangra Mega Rock, okay.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, and you're listening to Tangra Mega Rock.
Okay, say hello to the other guys, and we'll see you in Bulgaria. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.